And good morning. Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. Gene McLean is with us, the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. And good morning to you, Gene. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it very much. It's been great. I was telling you a little bit off air, Hopkinsville and Katie's are very, very special to me.
You got married in Katie's, right?
I got officially married. We got married in Argentina, but it wasn't, as a Judge Tribble would say, it didn't take. And so we had to get officially married in the United States of America, and we got married by Hollis over there in KD's at the courthouse, and what a story that was.
Now, I think Judge Tribble was a little jealous, wasn't he?
You know, Judge Tribble has his house of love there that he set an all-time record, I think, for marriage licenses issued, and, you know, he needed us to kind of get to a new threshold, but he was out of town, and I talked to him on the phone. I said, we got to do it today, Judge, because I don't think I can get her to hold off till tomorrow.
You snooze, you lose.
That's
Judge Tribble,
right.
Look out.
That's right.
Look out. I know you've been our way a lot here lately, working with the new track at Oak Grove and what's going on. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, Keeneland and Churchill Downs put an application in well over a year ago to build a new racetrack in Oak Grove, a standardbred racetrack for harness horses. You know, we were talking a little bit about that market and the dynamics and really the growth of both Clarksville and the Oak Grove area, and with the interstate going through there, I just think it's a prime market. It is going to be a Class 1 facility. I've been involved shown a lot of the architectural drawings for well over a year, and I'll tell you, the Keeneland and Churchill Downs are known throughout not only Kentucky but the world, and their reputation precedes them. They don't do anything that's halfway. I think it'll be a first-class facility, and I think the amenities are the other things that'll go along with it, a hotel, an equine center, the retail development around it. It'll be a show place, Alan.
So people can expect to see harness racing there, right?
They're going to run. They plan on running this fall, and so they, you know, a lot of construction going on. They're moving a lot of ground, but I don't underestimate. If you drive by there and say there's no way they'll be ready, you don't underestimate them, because they know how to get things done.
Absolutely. Where do you see that taking our area? As far as what's the impact you see coming to our area?
Well, I think it'll be dramatic, not only in terms of tourism, but also regular visitors from the Tennessee area and from West Kentucky. I just think there's a lot of horse fans and entertainment value there that has been underserved in the past. We just haven't had the racing venue to service that community or that area, and in a first-class way. And when you provide those kinds of social settings, and I think this will be a real attraction. I think the whole Christian County communities will really be pleased with the amount of economic development and growth that you're going to see.
And the standardbred industry, I think it's a bigger industry than what people realize, too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Alan, we were talking, you know, there's been a fair circuit in West Kentucky where they travel around and they go to county fairs and they race. But, you know, outside of the Red Mile in Lexington, we haven't had a jurisdiction that's been a permanent location for the standardbred industry outside of the Red Mile in Lexington. So I think this will service part of the industry, the equine industry, that's been underserved and underdeveloped. And really, I think you'll see a lot of horsemen from Indiana and Ohio that have are standardbred trainers and owners come to Kentucky now.
Gene, what do you see of the Derby this week? Let's talk a little Derby.
Yeah, it's a big race, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And the Oaks.
Well, you know, there's nothing like it. You know, when you grow up in Kentucky, you're very, very proud of not only the heritage, but the way we conduct and service our visitors. And you know, I don't know of many people that ever walk away from a Kentucky Derby saying I had a bad experience.
Right.
You know, it's a time for us all to celebrate, come together, no matter what's going on in the world. And have a not only a big party, but a social event where we all are brothers and sisters, and we enjoy the celebration of the race, but also the opportunity to communicate and to socialize with our friends.
Oaks and Derby, you see any big horses out there you like this year?
Yeah, the Oaks is going to be an interesting race. Bella Fina raced here in the Breeder Cup Juvenile Fillies race. She didn't run that well, but she's a prohibitive favorite, a big favorite. I think that she's the horse to beat. There is a horse in there I really like by the name of Restless Rider, trained by Ken McPeak. She's training very, very well. My favorite horse in the race is Serengeti Empress. She is really, really fast. She's won four races by over 53 lengths.
Wow.
So her average win in her four wins is about 13 lengths a win. She was well on her way to winning the Fairgrounds Oaks, and she bled. And so she dropped all the way out of the race. They treated her. She's cared for by an excellent trainer by the name of Tom Amos, and he's been very meticulous in bringing her back in a way that, you know, you don't see a lot in the world anymore. He was like a child, and he just nursed her back to health, and it's great to see her back in the Derby, and in the Oaks on Friday, and I hope to heck that she runs just off the charts. It would be a great story for the industry and the care and the intense dedication and love that we see by the caregivers. The Derby, I know I'm going long.
Oh, you're fine.
So
you go right
the
ahead.
The Derby, I love Game Winner. You know, he's one of the three that Bob Baffert has. I was telling someone earlier this morning that we get lost in the moment. We don't really appreciate what we see sometimes, but we're witnessing one of the greatest and maybe the greatest race trainer in the history of the sport. He's got an opportunity on Saturday to join Ben Jones as the all-time winningest trainer in Kentucky Derby history. And not only that, Game Winner, Roadster, and Improbable, he's got a chance to not only finish first, but maybe first and second. And it's not outlandish that he could finish first, second, and third.
Wow.
And that's never happened. And so, you know, we sometimes we don't pause to know that what's happening in front of us is historic and something that will go down in history that 100 years from now, when we're long gone, somebody's going to look back and say, what about this Bob Baffert?
Bob Baffert, yeah.
So I do love Game Winner. I'm going to key him with several other horses, including Omaha Beach. And but there's a everybody likes to know what's the long shot, and my long shot is win.
I like that.
And I hope to cash.
I like that. I know Larry Jones is back in the Kentucky Oaks this year. What do you see from Larry?
Larry's a fantastic trainer. He's one of the best that's ever been. You know, he's had a lot of good luck with fillies, particularly in the Oaks. You know, he's a wonderful trainer. He still gets on his horses, even though he had a bad riding accident up in Delaware a couple of years ago and struggled coming back from that. But Larry's a great horseman. You know, he knows his horses probably better than anybody. And, you know, if Larry's getting up on them, they're fit. You know, it's interesting. There is a connection between Larry Jones and Omaha Beach.
Really?
That most people don't recognize. He was purchased. Omaha Beach was purchased and sent to Richard Mandela out in the West Coast. But Larry Jones actually picked a horse out of the sale and really worked the horse early in his life and trained it and got on him as a young horse before he was sent to Richard Mandela. So there's a big connection between Larry and Beach.
Neat.
And if you're a Larry Jones fan, and you know, and Richard Mandela is a Hall of Famer, never won the Derby. Been in it several times, and I wrote about him just the other day, Alan. I said it takes about 6 months to fall in love with Richard Mandela. He's that kind of personality, and there's a real connection between his horse and him. His horse will walk the shed row, and if he hears Richard's voice, and he's a very soft-spoken person, but if he hears Richard's voice, he'll stop and turn. And the other day on the racetrack, they were out there. It was deep fog, and you could barely see anything. So Richard walked a horse out on the track, which is rather unusual for American trainers. And he walked out there with him, and the horse just leaned over and laid his head on Richard's shoulder. And it's those kinds of stories that really illustrate the connection between horse and man or horse and woman.
Right.
And that gets lost, I think. And when we tell the stories about racing, it goes so fast, and you want them to be so athletic and so
slow down and get all those small moments.
And you know, it's those kinds of things that make the game and the industry special, because there's a true connection.
Gene,
so much. Love visiting with you this morning. Thank you so much
for
stopping by.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for being here. Yeah, give all my best to Hollis. Give my best to Judge Tribble. Give Judge Tribble a little grief, you know, because he deserves it.
He may be listening.
If he hadn't done anything wrong that morning, it'd just give him time.
Yeah, he's been known to pull a joke or two on people over the years.
And I've been the butt end of those on many occasions.
Yeah,
so, you know, tell Mike Foster and everybody, and my great friend David Welker.
We will.
Everybody, I love Hopkinsville. And,
wonderful.
You come from one of the best areas, not only in Kentucky, but in the world. It's God's
absolutely
country.
Gene, come back and see us. Come by and see us sometime.
Thank
love
you,
having
friend.
You. Gene McLean with us this morning, Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and love talking racing with Gene. What some great stories, Cindy.
All right, our coverage is brought to you by Commonwealth Agri Energy, Heritage Bank, Hopkinsville, Home Place Mortgage in Hopkinsville, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Robin Foods and Gifts, Heritage Bank, and Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment.
And for Cindy Allen, Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.